Was when I around on Mr. Jones's farm. Now, Mr. Jones, you have to know, he's just crazy. He just has all these dogs. He has the dogs everywhere, just dog here and dog there. Well, let me tell you, the dogs were sniffing out some dead something or other. It was like a dead cat or something anyway. And I happened to be trying to find my nut, which I had buried nearby. Well, the dog started trying to chase me. Yeah, it chased me and chased me. And I was just running like crazy. That's not even the scariest part, honey. The scariest part came when I was running and I accidentally run right into a paint can. Now, I was stuck in there, and the dog stuck his nose right in the can and almost snatched me. He got a couple of furs off of my tail. I'm telling you that right now. Well, you know what I did? I gave him what for, and I hissed at him and scratched at him, and he never came near me again. Of course, I never met me at the farm again either. And that's the story. Thank you, Lulu. Alright, Aoife. The most danger I've ever been in. I saw Fox, and I didn't know what to do. So, I ran right up to him, and I told him, "You're not going to hurt me." And then he said, "Oh, yes, I will." And then I was scared. But he didn't do anything. But that was the most danger I've ever been in. It was scary. Yeah.
Wow. Quite brave there.
Alright, we'll have a couple seconds for the audience to decide. Dun, 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 dun. Alright, that was a quick poll. And Lulu! Aoife has won and Lulu won. Alright, our next question is, what is your favorite acorn? Nora.
There's no favorites. All of them. Give me all. Yum. Oh, no. No, no, no. Never mind. I have one. This feeds California.
Oh, well. That's what we have as a prize. Laura Luke?
Well, I guess I wasn't aware there were different kinds of acorns. I just thought there was always just one kind of acorn, and it was an acorn. But I'm simple folk. So I guess I can't answer the question. I just have to say I love acorns.
All right, Aoife. My favorite is the one from Babalaba Ding Dong. Have you ever had those?
No!
Yes, that's my favorite, because, you know, my dad's an inventor, and he made this spaceship that went all the way to Babalaba Ding Dong. And that's where we got it, so I feel pretty special.
What color was the acorn?
It was brown.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really good. We had it for, like, lots of days, because, well, it was so big, it was, like, as big as five times of me. Yeah.
Wow. I'm not sure I know that story.
Maybe that should be our next prize acorn.
But tune in next Tuesday night for Chip and Mother Moon for Acorns from Da-da-da-da-da.
Alright, we'll have a couple seconds for the audience to decide. Do 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 do. And there's one for Aoife. So two for Aoife. One for Laura Lou. Okay. I think, the next question should be, how long are your toenails? Nora?
Well, I've never measured them. I don't have a tape measure, but I think they are quite long. I was once climbing up this tree. It was so big. But I lost my grip with the front. And I fell a very, very long time. But then my biggest longest toenail caught on this little piece of bark. And it saved my life because there were thorns and water and dogs.
Dogs?
Dogs!
It's not even a dog.
But
no, it is the chipmunk's greatest enemy.
It barks.
A dog?
A dog!
Chipmunks! Wow, I should get to know this.
But anyway, my long toes saved my life and I was able to climb to the top of the tree where there were chestnuts.
Alright, Lalu, how long are your toenails?
Well, my toenails are real, real, real short because I just use them so much and they just keep wearing down.
That's all I can say.
Eva? Mine is 1/100th of an acorn long.
Mine?
Yep. That's it. Alright. Let's get the audience poll. And it's for North of Norway.
For Eva. Our next question is, comes from actually one of the previous contestants wrote a letter with this exceptionally interesting question, which is, what's your favorite game show? Nora? Well, I've only been on this one, and I like it a lot. But and I don't watch very much TV at home. I like the Wheel of Fortune because I always imagine what it would be like to run around the wheel. But I like this one because you win nuts.
Hi, Lalu.
Well, I suppose I have to take this one because, well, if I win, it will be my favorite.
Eva?
My favorite one is, are you ready for this? Chip and Boo. That's it. You. I like you.
Oh, thank you.
And it's the color of my eyes when there's a green light shining.
too far in our ass.
I'm not moving so hard, am I?
I think you're just great.
Chipmunks, you know about this topic very much. Much more than she. Though, I know that global warming, the humans really don't know anything. They think there's such a thing as global warming. Can you tell?
Well, I don't know much about the ways of things, but I can tell you I heard from a human that global warming has to do with pollution. And pollution comes from cars. Well, I tell you, I saw a car one time and it just spouted out all of this black stuff in my face. And then it went away. So, I think pollution goes away really fast, so I don't know how it could make the world hot, because I agree with Nora that it gets cold outside sometimes, and that's just the way things is.
We interrupt this program for a commercial. Come to High Tree Top Theater to see The Nutcracker. It's about a little chipmunk girl who has a toy acorn, and she cracks it open. And you know what's inside? It's a real acorn, and she eats it. Come this Saturday night at 32 o'clock p.m. to the High Tree Top Theater to find out the rest. Thank you.
Alright, welcome back to your favorite game show, Chipmunkamoo, where the prize is a year's supply of acorns. Alright, we left off with the question, what do these three chipmunks think of global warming? Aoife, what do you think?
Well, I've noticed that the strike from chipmunks hasn't changed in a long time, so I don't think it's true. Global warming's not true.
Alright, time for the audience poll. Alright, the audience has voted for Laura Lou. That is Laura with 2, Aoife with 2, 3, excuse me, and Nora with 2. Our next question has to do with squirrels. What is your opinion of our cousin, the squirrel? Nora?
Well, I'm related to a squirrel, but he's very annoying. He talks too much, and he gives me headaches. But other than that, he is very helpful. Sometimes he likes to help me collect the nuts, but then he always forgets where the nuts are. So, I don't know if all squirrels forget as much as he does, but he's very nice.
Alright, Lulu,
what do you think?
Well, I think that squirrels are just too flashy. You know, all squirrels are such silly folk, and they go to Hollywood and those silly places in New York City, and they flash their little tails at you all the time, like, "Swish, swish, look, I've got a tail." And it's so annoying. Who cares if you have a bush tail anyway?
Thank you, Lulu. Aoife?
Alright, time for the audience call. Do, 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 do.
Laura Lou. Sally Ether was 3, Ether was 3, and Nora was 2. Our next question has to do with... let me look at my paper. Oh, yes. It is about... How many stripes do you want on your back? No. How many... You know... I don't know why I should remember this because it was so long ago. But anyway, there was this little hole in the fence, so I crawled through and I almost got stuck. But I was just tiny enough that I didn't get stuck. So I crawled through, and then it was a beautiful garden place, so pretty and sunny. But I remembered that I had to go in the house because I needed to get some food because I hear that humans have such wonderful food. So I had to go, and I saw this little door in the big door. I don't know why they want chipmunks to be able to get in the house, but they made doors for us. So I went in the door. Yes. So then when I was in the door, I found this big place with lots and lots of tower type things around me. It was really scary because I was so small. But now I know that there were things called cabinets. And there was this little thing that looked like a very small bush, but without the leaves. And on all the branches were slates. And it didn't make sense. But I climbed up the straight branched bush up to the top of the cabinet. And then there was, I don't know what it was called, but it was yummy, but it was crunchy, and it was in a crinkly bag.
Oh, it was like a bag.
And so I pushed the whole bag off the cabinet and then out the door, and then I got through the fence, but the bag was too big for the little hole, so I ate the whole bag.
Okay, Lolly. Well, my favorite time I stole food from a human was when I stole that delicious cherry pie. But I believe that you said it had to do with going inside the house.
I did.
Well, I did not go inside the house to get that cherry pie. So I'm going to have to tell you a different story.
Good.
When I was a little baby chipmunk, I had 14 brothers, all older than me, and they all just wanted to go steal food all the time, but they never let me go because they said I was a girl and I was too little. Well, one day I just wanted to prove that I could go steal food all by myself. So I fell through that hole in Mrs. Angel's wall, and I peeked my head inside, and I sniffed around. And you know what I smelled?
What did you smell? What did you smell?
I smelled pecan pie. Yeah. I went in, and I looked around, and there it was, a plate with crumbs on it. No more pecan pie. They'd just eaten it. Well, I looked around and I had to find something good for my brothers to accept me. So, I looked inside one of them. Did you call it a cabernet?
Yes, a cabernet.
Okay, well, I looked at one of them cabernets. And I found me a big fat of bread next to a big batter piece of cheese. Well, I just grabbed that bread and that cheese and I started to eat it heavenly. But I remembered I had to show it to my brother, so I took a couple bites, but I remembered, and I done took that bread and cheese, and I had a hard time, but I finally got it out that hole in Mrs. Ingram's wall, right next to the fireplace, you know.
And when I showed my brothers, well, they never said I was too little again, but they did eat the whole thing, and I didn't get another bite. And that's the whole story right there.
Thank you, Lulu.
Well, the first time wasn't very exciting. I just kind of ran into the house, and they switched me out. So that wasn't the most... What did you say? What did you say was to be the best
escapade?
The best one. Okay. The best one. Yeah. Well, I was playing tag with, you know, tag. Tag, yeah. I was playing tag with my siblings. And all of a sudden, I was looking behind me, and I was trying to see if they were, you know, really far or something. And they were almost on me, and I was trying to get them. I was looking behind me, and then, boom! I hit the wall of a house, a human house. It was so scary. Because, you know, human houses are scary. I live in the country, you know, away from all those people. They're scared people. They're kind of cool, but they're scared too. And so anyway, I bumped into it, and I was so scared. And all my siblings ran away. They left me, and I didn't know what to do. I was so scared. I was shocked, and I was frozen. But I knew it was you because we do these training things at home, just in case. And so I got into training mode. I felt like a spy. I'm not sure what that is, but I felt like one. And so I found a hole into the house because it was cold out. It was winter. So this is one of the sandwiches that we do. And so I got into the house. And I was really hungry because, you know, we were playing tag and running all day long. And so I found a hole in the house. I crept in and I made it through. And then it was one of the happiest moments of my life because I found...
Planet Dabba Dabba Doonga.
Thanks, folks. Bye.